There's my favorite necromancer. Hey. You've grown so much. You're titled now, aren't you? You must be. They let you out of the school without a guard. Tell me everything. Have a seat, have a seat. What did they call you? The Timeless Shade Weaver. My goodness, that sounds menacing. Your professors must like you. Or are they scared of you? Wonderful. I'm just finishing your marching orders, so to speak. If anyone gives you trouble, just wave this letter at them. Remember, everyone who's there is there on my coin. Did you pack all your fancy black clothes? Good. How are you feeling about the journey? You'll be traveling far. You're excited. Wonderful. Not many people get to see the Mushroom Forest. I wish I could go myself. It's far north, so dress warm. Yes, that's where the Hare family rules. Be on your guard. Just because they're not as wealthy as they used to be doesn't make them any less dangerous. They also say that's where the first emperor is buried. I'm just saying it's spooky. Be careful. And of course, protect my investment, please. I've sunk a lot into this archaeology dig site, but the reports I'm getting back, they are strange. Nothing to concern yourself with. They're rambling. The handwriting looks different, and there's drawings I don't understand. And then the next report is perfectly normal. Sending you seems like overkill. Maybe. But you're the only one I can trust. Yes. If you can't count on family, who can you count on? Of course I trust the team I picked. Octavia is incredible. She's a brilliant archaeologist, and she'll change the world. That's why I invested in her. Well, if it really is overkill, then that means it'll be no trouble for you. But be ready for anything, okay? Good. I'm happy to see you too. Take your letter. You leave tomorrow morning. You are a necromancer. Newly graduated and freshly titled. The financier of a historic archaeological dig has asked you to check on her investment. So you travel north. The mushrooms of the forest are taller than any tree you've seen, and the shade they cast turns the day into dusk. Fireflies are shed from the caps like spores, glowing in every color. The forest air is filled with them, dancing points of light that look like dust from a rainbow. A massive moth flies by your carriage window, and you're charmed when it lands briefly on the back of your hand. The one that bears your new necromantic signet ring. It feels like a blessing. Hours later, your carriage stops, and your fine black cloak drapes behind you as you exit. As I live and breathe, death has walked onto the soil. Only they gleam in silver and jewels. You look beautiful, Necromancer. Like a shining sword hanging from a noose. A woman greets you at the edge of the sprawling camp. Her hair spills out from the hood of her deep cloak, and her fingernails are stained dark with charcoal. She approaches, her grin growing wider with each step. Your carriage driver leaves with haste. But you stand unmoving, curious. You do not flee as the driver does. Why would you? You raise the dead for a trade. I see a signet ring. It bears an hourglass. What do they call you, Necromancer? A Shade Weaver. Are you as dramatic as your namesake? That's a good answer. Who am I? That's a good question. I am Cassandra, but Virgo rules the fifth house of the sun we cannot see. So maybe I am a source of love, created by the gods to shed warmth on all I touch. I'm not sure. We'll have to check after lunch. What brings a necromancer to the forest? These mushrooms eat the dead so well. There's little more than nutrients when they're through. The financer sent you. Keep your parchment. I want to know if the Shade Weaver is brave enough to draw a tarot card. Oh, I like you. Take them. Hold them. Think of all that you are. The why, not the how. Focus on your existence. The body, not the soul. The soul is too nosy, too noisy. You know all about the body, don't you? Take a deep breath in. Feel the air on your skin. And a long breath out. Picture yourself outside your body. Black cloak draped against the forest floor. Face illuminated by the glow of fireflies. Think where you are, why you are. What does a shade weaver beholden to a financier want? Shh. Breathe. Now draw.
Good.
I love necromancers. You're never scared. Now, what do we have here? Ah, the Major Arcana. You don't draw for today. You draw for an era. What is it? What is it the Shade Weaver says? Would you hop like a magpie? Tilt your head so sweetly at your card? Shh. I'll show you. I just like the tension in your shoulders as I make you wait. You have drawn the Chariot. It comes right after the Lovers. What does it mean? It is the card of willpower, determination, and strength. But look, look. The driver holds no reins for the horses. You... Ah, and so ends our intimacy. The archaeologists have found you. They will take you to Octavia. She is the lead. Don't be sad. I will see you soon. You keep this card for luck. Hi there. Sorry I kept you waiting. I'm Octavia, the lead archaeologist here. Oh, no introduction is necessary. You are the timeless Shade Weaver. What a pleasure. Oh, I know. It's terribly unprofessional. Let me pour you a drink. I saved the good brandy for you. I had a feeling your aunt was going to send someone eventually. It's a big project with big ramifications. She didn't give a specific reason for sending you, did she? Did she like the reports? Oh, no reason. That's a relief. Here, a toast. To living in the most exciting time in history. We'll have plenty of time for me to show you around the camp, what we're uncovering. Yeah, it's just one big relic. It's hard to say how big it really is, because most of it is underground, but I think it's half the size of a cabin. We're not sure. It could belong to the first emperor. I mean, everyone who knows their history knows he was a bastard, but it would be a huge find. You know your history. Is that part of the reason they called you timeless? You specialize in people who have been dead for a long time. Oh, that's fascinating. What is the oldest person you've raised? You have to tell me. Wow. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I hope you can stay a while. Oh, a letter from the financier. I'll read it in private later. Oh, there is a card on the back. Got stuck. Ah, a tarot card. I see you met Cassandra. Yes, she's my sister. She loves to howl at the moon and scare people, but she's harmless, I promise. Figures a necromancer wouldn't be unnerved. Does anything scare you? Wow. It might be the brandy talking, but you're really impressive. Sorry, my flirting is a little rusty. I've been out here for a year already. Yeah, Cassandra's a new addition. Look, since you are a necromancer, can you tell me if you feel anything dead? We're right next to where the dig site is. Maybe you could reach out. I don't know how it works, but I'm very interested. We don't know if what we're digging up is a sarcophagus or not. You will? Oh, I'll be quiet, sorry. I'll let you concentrate. Closing your eyes, you gather your focus, spreading your awareness out and out, past the mushrooms and into the soil. You sense the animals that have died nearby. They feel like tiny dark pinpricks in your awareness. Your magic grows, going deeper and deeper, And then... you feel a death that you have never felt before. It is massive and indescribable, and it covers you like a blanket. You feel lightheaded. The room begins to spin, and then... Necromancer? Hey, are you all right? Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it the brandy, or... Hey. I've got you. I hope it's okay that I put your head in my lap. I've been brushing your hair back. It's gonna be okay. Just stay here for a moment. I've got you. Yeah. Just rest now. We'll figure everything out when you're feeling better. But when you're feeling better, I want to hear everything. Yeah, we have a deal. Okay. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. There you go.